Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And now for an updated traffic report. The San Diego Freeway 405 South is closed, so don't even try to get on South from Culver City all the way to Long Beach, because it's a mess. It's a parking lot. And if you're on the 405, God bless you. I love you. Hey, I took the old road because I've been listening to the traffic reports all morning. But yeah, the 405 is a mess, and I'm sorry about that. But welcome to California. Now go home, right? Remember, that means that's something you should read when you're on the freeway. Welcome to California. Now get off the freeway and go home. Anyway, it's not very funny if you actually are on the freeway. I definitely feel for you. Well, we're going to talk about something really different today. We are going to talk about the future of this planet, because these cardinal transits, these Capricorn, Libra, and Cancer transits have been so volatile and so intense the past few days, and you've just started to feel how astrology works. If you never knew about astrology before, you might notice. I talked to my friend Mike in Atlantic City this morning. He's got a bunch of early cardinals, Capricorn planets, and Uranus and Cancer, and also Mars and Libra and T-square. And he told me that his Capricorn friends are freaking out. People at work are yelling at him for no reason. There's lots of temperament and emotions flaring. And basically, the last few shows, I have been trying to sort of nail into our brains the meaning, the significance of these cardinal transits, which basically are emotional imbalance, relationship problems, communication problems, and just problems getting things done. Now, on top of that, there has been a moon wobble. And I know a lot of people have been trying to start some major new projects, multi-million dollar projects, you know, big projects during this moon wobble cardinal effect. And I'm sorry, you're lucky you didn't start it, as far as I'm concerned, because it probably would have, you know, went down like that, like some of these aircraft, unfortunately, that were having problems during the moon wobble too. But you know, so many things are going on right now. Finally, we're getting visuals on the planet Neptune, the farthest out planet right now. And there's a lot of exciting things in the news. And there's also finally a war on drugs. I've been waiting for them to declare this as the Third World War and just make an international, can you believe President Bush wants $8 billion to fight the war on drugs? We already give him trillions of dollars for defense. Just take the army and use the army to fight drugs. This is a war. You know, money, 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 money. I love, we elect a president and they always want more money and more money. But anyway, the only way you're going to beat drugs is you have to fight guerrilla warfare and overcome, the people involved. So when somebody gets their hat on straight and decides that it is a war and they must take affirmative action to end it, then that's when it will end. That's when finally people will be frightened to get into drugs and drug selling, because they'll know that they are the enemy, no matter what country they live in. But you know, the thing to today's topic, I want to talk about Aquarius factor, the Aquarian transits, because you know, The cardinal transits, these transits of these heavy Capricorn planets, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn, this is nothing. This is the emotional unrest. All this stuff we've seen with terrorism, with hostages, with kidnapping, a lot of the stuff with scandals and controversy and all kinds of international stress that's going on, the Cambodia thing, the Iranian. A lot of this has happened during the Capricorn run. You know, since Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune have entered Capricorn, then all this energy has come to focus. A lot of strange emotional unrest and political problems and religious and philosophical problems and things like that. But you know, these cardinal transits are nothing next to what's about to happen. You know, I recall, and I also reflect, and I remind us of the space shuttle catastrophe that occurred a while back, when here in the Astrology Hour, I noticed that we had Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter, plus Halley's Comet, all in Aquarius. And that, you know, that energy right there is something where I sensed that there was going to be a technological a change on the planet that would affect the whole world. And I talked about it a couple days before the space shuttle launch. Obviously, you should never launch a spacecraft during any Aquarius transits, but they did, and those people all died. Well, the happy news I have to bring you is that the world is about to enter a metamorphosis state along with all of us that is unparalleled, it's incomparable in the whole history of this planet. Because I'm sitting here going through all these changes with these Capricorn transits, right? Rebirth and processing, getting rid of bad habits, getting rid of emotional problems, and trying to retain a mental stability and a grounding and a centering, and trying to reduce the vulgarity and keep the peace and the calm, and try to be paternal and spiritual and philosophical about the whole thing and not let it all get to me. But on the same time, I'm sitting here going, wait a second. We've got Saturn at 7 Capricorn. Next year it's going to go deeper into Capricorn, 15 to 20. It'll finally enter Aquarius in 1991, right? 1991 Saturn enters Aquarius, and then the next one to enter Aquarius, very, very close behind that, will be Uranus and then Neptune. See, right now we are feeling Saturn and Uranus and Neptune because they're all in line in Capricorn. So a lot of these emotional changes we're going through are from that transit. But some of us are sitting here and we're not aware of what type of energy is being formed around this planet from the Aquarius transits. Let's look. We've got Saturn in Aquarius for 1991, 1992, and most, or at least, yeah, a good part of 1993. Okay, and that's only 4 years away. And actually, that'll be, of course, by the next presidential election, too, which is something that's very important. And then, in 1994, Saturn will leave Aquarius and go into Pisces, and that should be somewhat of a calm year, because in 1995, finally, Uranus will go into Aquarius. That's right. Uranus will go into Aquarius, and it will have caught up and passed Neptune. And then Uranus will remain in Aquarius for the entire latter part of this century. Uranus will be there from 1995, 96, 97, and 1998, and also 1999, and the year 2000, and the year 2001, and so on. Well, you know, Neptune joins Uranus in Aquarius right there around, I would say, New Year's Day. Right around New Year's Day in 1998. We've had actually 3 years of Uranus in Aquarius, 1995, 1998, Neptune joins it. Can you imagine reaching a new century with two of our major planets, Uranus and Neptune, in Aquarius for all those years? Neptune will be there for 12 years with Uranus. So, you know, it makes you wonder. See, like, the funny thing about cardinal transits, is that cardinal transits are a lot more personal. You know, we're talking about one-on-one relationships oftentimes, one-on-one relationships in careers, in families, with our friends, and also concerning our passion in life, our goals and such. The fixed transits, when you start talking about two planets being in a sign like Aquarius for so many years, you know, like I say again, Saturn will be there 91, 92, and part of 93, and then 94 we rest. Then in 95, Uranus will be in Aquarius till around 2003. And then 1998, Neptune will join Uranus in Aquarius up until, you know, and through the first decade of the year 2000 to 2010 or so. Okay? Now what this tells me, you know, and if you are aware of what the point I was trying to make here, that you don't launch a space shuttle through during an Aquarius transit, well, come on. During the entire decade of the 90s, we're going to have most of that decade is going to be covered with major Aquarius transits. Saturn at the beginning, Uranus in the middle and the end, and Neptune at the end. So it really tells me that this planet is really heading for such a major metamorphosis of astronomical proportion that if we don't get ourselves together and solve this drug problem and remove this nuclear threat and also remove this genocidal bacteriological and biochemical warfare that's undercover, that exists on this planet between all the nations. If we don't take care of our stuff, do you know what happens during Aquarius transits? In Aquarius transits, when there's one planet like Saturn or Uranus and Neptune frozen in Aquarius, you know, just like we all have our emotional problems during cardinal transits, during the Aquarius transits, there's ego problems. There's problems with people that are in authority, that are supervisors, that are bosses, that are presidents, that are managers, that are kings or whatever, leaders of nations. All these people like Gorbachev with the Leo moon and Bush with a Scorpio rising and Reagan with his Aquarius sun. Notice most of the leaders have a vital factor in their chart that is a fixed factor that we will call, if you have any Scorpio in your chart, that's fixed water. Taurus is fixed earth, Aquarius is the fixed air, and Leo is the fixed fire. So if you have any one of your three majors in Scorpio, Taurus, Aquarius, or Leo, then that makes you a management or strong supervisor type person, or at least it gives you the potential to be that type of leader. And it always shows, you know, somewhere in the charts of major leaders, people like Bush and like Gorbachev and like Reagan, and even the Ayatollah who had pronounced Leo and Aquarius in his chart, these are people that are put in power and put in a position of making a choice that affect billions of people on this planet. Okay? Now what happens during an Aquarius transit or any fixed transit, whenever something goes, like this month you'll notice a lot of planets in Leo and a lot of planets in Scorpio, there has been a lot of fighting going on internationally and a lot of power struggles going on, like with these drug czars and the nations that they represent and the assassinations. It's like the one guy in the block trying to say who's better than the other guy in the block. You know, a lot of ego, a lot of competition and stuff like that. So whenever a planet enters a fixed sign, what happens is people sort of embrace a know-it-all-ish type attitude. You know, where sometimes, I watched an excellent movie last night. I don't know if you saw it. It was about the Korean airliner that was shot down by the Soviets several years ago. And the egos, you know, and the pride and the dignity that went on during that transit. I'd like to have looked it up to see what was in Aquarius then, because this Korean airline pilot had so much pride that he refused to admit that he didn't, the computer was not set right, and that he should just turn back and save the fuel, because thousands and thousands of gallons of fuel would have been dumped in the ocean, and he didn't want that on his record. So instead of admitting he had a mistake, he let his pride and dignity overrule it, went into Soviet airspace, and because they have a rule that any planes that go into Soviet airspace that don't turn around get shot down, and they got shot down, and all those people died. You know, and that isn't exactly a reflection of things that can occur if we don't have egos and dignity and pride in control in this planet in the 90s. That's why it is so important as an astrologer and as a metaphysical philosopher, that I let you know, my listeners, that I think that we are just feeling the rumblings of a rebirth that this planet's about to go through, and we really don't need to sit on a keg of nitroglycerin in any way whatsoever as far as what happens when these Aquarius transits hit. The type of things that go on, like I say, is that world leaders, managers, and supervisors, people that are in charge of things like airplanes, you know, like a lot of these airplanes in the 90s are going to get really old. And if they're not replaced, you know, if the egos of corporate heads and supervisors don't think that it's worth the money to replace some of these planes that are getting really old, you know, Aquarius transits could create some problems in the aircraft industry for that reason. So maybe plane travel might not be such a good idea in the 90s during some of these Aquarius transits. We're liable to see a whole new focus on technology in the 90s, technology that is to be used for the good of humanity, which is really what the Aquarian ethic requires. See, Aquarian karma is an ethic that says that technology and science are okay, but it must be for the people, for humanity. And if it's not for the people, and that sort of thing has to be corrected. It has to be righted and balanced and centered and grounded. So you have to take a look at all the technology on this planet as we, you know, because I do believe and I firmly believe that even though some people have not been able to pinpoint the exact date that we enter the age of Aquarius, the final entry, I say it's right around the year 2001, okay? And I would say that, prior to that focus, the decade prior to 2001, with these, with Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Aquarius, and not to forget the Moon will be there once a month, the Sun will be there 1 month out of the year, Mercury and Venus will be there 1 month out of the year, and Mars will be there once every 2 years, and Jupiter will be there once every 12 years. So the Aquarius transits are going to be thick during the next decade, right? And what's going to happen... is talk about a correction. If you remember this big correction we had in the stock market, if the karma of this planet is not stable, if the karma of Earth is not geared, if the technology of this planet is not focused on the benefit of humanity, and if you think about all the money and all the power and all the politics that goes into the war machine, into the drug cartels, into the the foods and the drugs and the sodas and the caffeine we drink and the cigarettes, and all this technology is used in almost like a tremendous death-like economy that people are subjected to, then you got to believe that the year 2001 to 2011 on this planet, that this Earth, this planet is going to have a totally different reflection than we have ever been used to. And you know what? It's not an accident that I think I'm doing things that I'm doing right now. I sort of feel like a country boy. You know, I sort of get this feeling that the cities aren't being taken care of, that too many people are coming into the cities, they're migrating. I just heard the news this morning that they went from 30,000 to 6 million people now on the Mexican border, so they're flooding into America from the south, and the drugs and the alcohol and the problems in the cities are not decreasing, the gangs are increasing, and there doesn't seem to be anything police and military can do because not enough focus is placed on it. And that is why I for one have been looking to the country north in Idaho, Montana, Washington, Oregon, Canada, you know, things like that, because I'm starting to think like, why would I want to spend $200,000 or $300,000 or even $400,000 on a home in Southern California if in the next decade Southern California turns into a waste bin? You know, then you try to sell your house if you live in a gang environment all over the city, you know, where people are fighting and getting very upset. You know, like, see, but before we go through the metamorphosis into this new age philosophy, see, we're just seeing citadels right now. We're just seeing citadels of new age thought. But these citadels, by no means, I don't think, are in a position to affect the planet on a worldwide scale like we wanted to, unless some kind of natural metamorphosis occurs that actually brings down the current technology that we're under and allows for an environment to create the new technology for the people. See, I think the thinking on this planet, which is not a family of man, which is not a humanitarian-type ethic right now, what it is... draw the line, this is my boundary, this is my God, this is my philosophy, and if you cross it, I'll kill you. You know, that's the type of philosophy that's going on. So the Aquarius transits, what's going to happen is they're going to bring to the forefront a lot of egos in our country with our government, in their country with their government. And I do think that the world, you know, I usually don't say this on the air because I'm not trying to scare you or think of a doomsday type philosophy, but I do think as an astrologer, and some of my predictions usually do come out right, that this planet is ready for a wash and wear. And I think that the problem is going to be in the cities, okay? And that is why I am focusing my future on country life, small town life, that would be north of the borders, you know, and in colder climates, because everybody wants to live in the nicer climates, and so do all the people that are causing the problems too. You know, there's a lot going on out there that you don't know about in the military, in research laboratories, in government laboratories, and there's lots of our money that is being spent on technologies concerning future warfare techniques and such, and none of us like to think about that. Of course, they didn't like to think about it in Pearl Harbor either, and they didn't want to think about it in Nagasaki, or they didn't want to think about it in Hiroshima, or they didn't want to think about it in Austria, or Auschwitz, or in Germany. But, you know, these sort of things is what this history of the world have been about. The history of the world has been littered with patterns of genocide. You know, and the Aquarian transits have happened before, but they haven't happened with this type of technology and this type of power in the past, you know. And that is why when wherever you are in 1996, 1997, 1998, in the year 2000, you know, maybe you'll think back and go, gosh, I remember Farley in Los Angeles in the 1980s talking about all this and teaching me how my biggest wealth was spirit and how important self-esteem was and strength and meditation and prayer and understanding your karma and your power. And I remember Farley talking about the Aquarius transits, and here I am now in Oregon, you know, Coos Bay, Oregon here. I've got my house and can't go down to L.A. anymore because it's not habitable. You know, people will laugh and they'll say, like, wow, here I was in L.A. in 1989 listening to this guy, and a lot of it I thought was junk and garbage, but he was right. Here's Uranus and Neptune in Aquarius, and we never did disarm, and we never did change our technology, and a few mistakes were made, and a few accidents occurred. You know, you have all this stuff on this planet. It's not just the pollution and the ozone, but the nuclear, all these nuclear power plants. You know, the danger of meltdown is there during Aquarius transits. All these nuclear weapons and all these nuclear submarines and nuclear this and nuclear that. And I read a book called Life After Doomsday. It was a pretty funny book, actually, because the guy said that no matter how many missiles were fired, that he could prove that the Earth would not be destroyed and that there would be millions and millions of survivors no matter what. That all the stuff about fallout was not really true. You might want to pick that book up, Life After Doomsday. It's a pretty funny book to read. But I do believe that life will go on. I do believe that the 21st century will be a remarkable century. I do want to live and survive to see it, and I would like all of you also to. But, you know, when I ride these transits, when I ride the utter incredible pressure of these transits, right, that go on as far as feeling the energy of what it's all about, then I am reminded of something that scared me more than anything else I could remember. And you know what that was? It was the Cuban crisis. Now, I don't know if you were around, I believe, in 1962 or 1963. Try and remember what happened, and I get a chill, and my spirit guides all join around me, and I feel tremendous validation from saying this. But if you were around, if you were grown up then, I was 12 or 13 years old at that point, then you'll never remember anything more frightening in your life as the blockade surrounded Cuba, and as Khrushchev threatened to launch, and Kennedy also threatened to fight him back, and there was Saturn in Aquarius. There it was, right in the middle, 15 degrees. And I'll tell you something, people around me in St. Louis, Missouri, we really thought it was over, and I even had one of my teachers, Miss Ashmore, tell us it was over and that we were all going to die. And I looked at her and I says, "You got a lot of nerve, lady. I trust John F. Kennedy, and we're going to make it." You know, but you know what? We did make it. But that is a symptom of what type of thing goes on during Saturn in Aquarius. Now, it has been 30 years since we had the Cuban crisis, and I'm not saying I'm scared, but I'm not saying that I may be living in any big city or any major target when Saturn goes back into Aquarius again, because I'll bet you dollars to donuts, both nations are armed to the teeth, so many nations are armed to the teeth with all these weapons, you better believe if another world crisis is going to happen, guess what? It's going to happen with Saturn in Aquarius. And then we have Uranus and Neptune in Aquarius for the whole rest of the decade. So the point I'm trying to talk to you about today, I'm not trying to scare you. Believe me, I'm not. I'm just trying to be honest with you, and I'm trying to tell you that I do believe that this nation and this planet is going to go through some severe changes. The point is that this is what the age of Aquarius is all about. The Aquarian ethic is a choice for humanitarianism or for destruction. And that's what happened on Atlantis. On Atlantis, it was just like it is on Earth today. It was a battle between good and evil. And good lost because the wrong choices were made, because the weapons of war and the technology of death was not changed. So that age of Aquarius melted down that fine civilization, and we had to start all over again without a trace of Atlantis at all, because it was completely evaporated. It was dispersed. That's the kind of technology they had. It's funny, I could laugh about it now. But you know, what's going on now on Earth is that we are being given a major opportunity to do something about this planet for the good now, and I don't think we should wait. I think that now, during the cardinal transits, we should take the opportunity to focus on the problems we have that are threatening mankind, like drugs, and like nuclear power, and like nuclear technology, and I think we should eradicate this stuff, this horror, from its even possibility of accident to occur by the time the Aquarius transits hit, and we don't have much time. And frankly, if something is not done about it soon, then I, Farley Malaris, may have to sit down and write a book about the whole thing to let the planet know what the Aquarius transits mean. Because you can pretty much see that how astrology works by the intensity and by the emotionalism that's going on now during these heavy T-squares with Jupiter in Cancer opposed Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn, and then Venus in Libra. Can you imagine for a moment Jupiter in Leo opposed Saturn in Aquarius with Pluto in Scorpio? Woo! You know, that things are not near as mellow and low-key as they are now. I'm saying mellow and low-key because Jupiter opposed Saturn in Aquarius, which will happen in the next decade, with Pluto T-square in Scorpio, can be a lot more dangerous and volatile to affect billions of people on the entire planet. And that's why I will probably have a home somewhere in the backwoods of Canada or Idaho when it all hits. And that way I can sit back on my satellite TV and watch it all, no matter what happens, and hope that I can survive whatever it is if the lunacy continues. You see, and that's why we have this show. We have this kind of show because I am trying to teach people the importance of the spirit, how strong the nature and the energy of the God force within is, and how important things like astrology is in order to understand what is happening to ourselves and the planet. Because really, in truth, if you were in trouble, if you were in jail, if you were in prison, or if you were in a hospital or whatever, and you weren't able to meditate or pray, then where would your strength come from? You know, so no matter where you go and no matter where you are, remember that you're always bonded, one with me and the universe and all people, and that you do have a tremendous power to overcome, to survive, to be strong, and also to be happy, confident, and positive. And maybe some of these new agers will take these citadels and create huge beacons of love and light to help transform the entire planet and get it on a proper path before these Aquarius transits hit. You know, which might make you think twice about buying real estate in a big city for $600,000. And all these older folks are telling us, oh, real estate's always going to go up. It always has. It always will. Yeah, real estate went up in Nagasaki, too, in 1945, as a matter of fact. But anyway, you have to remember that Aquarius transits are pretty intense, and we haven't seen them for a long time. The last time Uranus was in Aquarius was in World War I. That's what had happened in 1915 when my daddy was born, 1916, 1970. That's what Uranus in Aquarius is like. Neptune in Aquarius was there during the Indian Wars, during the most intense part of the Indian Wars in America, between the Sioux Nations and the Chiricahua Apaches and the Cherokees and the Chippewas and the Seminoles, and all of them were very upset about their nation being overrun and conquered by the white man, and that's what happened last time during the Neptune transit. Now we get Saturn, you know, which is the Cuban crisis planet, right, together with Uranus, which is World War I, and Neptune, which is the Indian Wars, all together in the same decade. So it makes you wonder, if we don't have our homework done, if we don't have everything fixed soon, then there's going to be a lot of changes made on this planet. Okay? And there's a topic. Once in a while, I pull off the shield, I pull up the veil, and let you know what I really feel about some of these things going on. That's why positive thinking and confidence and love and light and also hope and grace and mercy are so important.